Well, I need, first of all, I want to apologize if some of what I'm going to say has already been said. I joined right now and I didn't hear what was said before. What I want to say, I'm going to try to be very brief because I only have 2 minutes. I think, as we all know, Pacifica is in very serious financial troubles. It came to my attention that on the Pacifica's 2019 audit, and I'm going to quote, the foundation has suffered recurring losses from operations and has a net deficit that raises substantial doubt about its ability to continue as a going concern. If that doesn't raise a red flag, I don't know what else would. There is many other things to say. The loss of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting funding, the situation with the property tax exemption for KPFA, that was a lot of money that was lost, and the what looms like cuts to the paid staff, loss of pensions, contract benefits. The foundation is in, the Pacifica network is in real financial trouble. Compared with that, the present PMB structure is very undemocratic, in my opinion. There are four representatives from each station, regardless of the size of the station. So this is, I always say, and I'm sorry if I repeat myself, this is like the U.S. Senate, where Delaware and Rhode Island have the same representation as California or New York. So the results are to be expected. Right now, three of the key PNB officer positions are filled with...
Hello, everyone. Welcome to East Bay DSA's...
Representative, three WBI representatives, the chair of the PNB, the chair of the finance.
That's time.
That's time?
Thank you, Carlos. Jose, who's next?
Darian Delu.
Hello, just noting I'm back.
Thank you, Christina. Darian, go ahead. And thank you, Christina, take over.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, and thank you to Carlos for presenting some well-thought-through information. I wanted to make a few quick points. First, a balanced budget is a lovely thing, but it doesn't mean that you're going to end the year with a balanced budget. If your fundraising efforts do not succeed to the extent you hoped, then your budget will not be balanced. And I have not followed the finances of all the different Pacifica stations, but it certainly sounds like if they've got balanced budgets and we have years ending with huge deficits, that may be part of the problem. I've worked with other organizations with boards of directors, and I know that boards can be very challenging and very difficult to the extent that they can be really dysfunctional. I have been a member of KPFA and a listener to KPFA for decades and have experienced the dysfunction of Pacifica, particularly in relation to KPFA over the years. So I really support the New Day approach to having new bylaws that would in some ways change the character of the national board to be focused on being able to actually accomplish the important tasks that the national board has rather than bringing in people who have such wildly different approaches that we end up with dysfunctional boards. I think it is important for there to be people with knowledge and skill in the areas of work that the board has. And the New Day bylaws would continue to give local station voters the opportunity to elect people for that board also. So I think that will cover my comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Gary Gendelman was trying to be on this deck a long time ago. So
yes. I'm ready. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
So I'm going to speak also in favor of the proposed new bylaws. I am concerned for the ability of our station and the network to continue under the current bylaws which had brought the Pacifica radio network to the brink of financial ruin, destroyed its reputation and stature within the media community, and resulted in the same group of people being in charge of the foundation for nearly 20 years. Those people who now claim that the proposed bylaws are, quote, undemocratic. There is nothing less democratic than people occupying and holding on to positions of power for 20 years. During the staff debate that I participated in, Grace Ahrens said that, of course, the bylaws need to be changed, yet she and her allies continue to do everything they can to prevent exactly that.
It's a part of every Palestinian's life from the day they were born.
They have spent listener money on sleazy lawyers to fight every effort to change the bylaws, and then they rob KPFA's account to pay these lawyers. For the last 20 years, Pacifica has lost more than 50% of its listeners, more than 70% of its values, and the respect of the media community because of its non-functioning and constant bickering. The national office has failed to file timely audits, and a simple ministerial task such as filing an appropriate name change, which caused KPFA to lose its nonprofit tax status in the Alameda County Tax Assessor's Office. Lydia Brezon stated unequivocally in 2020 that the failure to properly notice the name change, which affected KPFA's property tax liability, was entirely Pacifica's fault. The person, Carol Spooner, who is most responsible for the current bylaws, has declared that they have been a complete disaster. You all have to decide if you want financial ruin and to talk only to yourselves, or if you want to gift a wider audience with what is unique about our political analysis and cultural programming. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And go ahead, call the next person, Jose, please.
Vicente, Oakland Greens.
Oh, thank you very much. Vicente, KPFA member from Fruitvale in Oakland. And mine, I guess, is sort of a piggyback in that I am very, very triggered. And I say that in the psychological standpoint as a survivor of verbal and physical abuse of the way that people do not, the way we do not practice nonviolent communication. One thing I think is a flaw of our now being all virtual is people seem that they can call anyone out of their name that they would never say in person. And I think that is, it holds us back if we can't speak, what is it? One thing we say in Oakland Greens, you can attack policy, not people. And I would even go for not even to use the word attack, but you can debate policy, not people. And then, lastly, another one, which is also kind of procedures, also not allowing, I think one of the positives of this is that we can have the chat open. And I think you have enough members that someone could actually be like a stage manager of the chat and be moderating it so that the public could be able to speak as well. And if it distracts some of the members, because again, technology, whatever, for whatever reason, you can turn the chat off, but not allowing that. And also lastly, through that public comment in the chat, a lot of times you can get a lot of great ideas. We do monthly events. Zoom is not going away. We should have been streaming a long time ago, and for all of us different activists and whatever we do. And I think that having that, we have come up with some great ideas and from people that weren't actually even in the presentation or the discussion, but that had come out of the chat. Thank you.
Thank you, Vicente. And you will note that we do make the request as we do at the beginning of the meeting, but no one has turned the chat function off for anybody. Go ahead, Jose, call. I will make an announcement right at this point in time is that because we have a limited amount of time, any directors that want to speak, this is for the public. And any people on the LSB or the PNB, we will put them at the end of the list because this is for public comment, not for presentation by directors or by LSB members. So go ahead and call the next person, please, Jose.
Virginia is next.
Can you turn yours off for a minute, Daniel?
It is.
No, off. Just turn it down. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. It's a bit of an echo.
Now, let's see. If I do this, can you still hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. So, Daniel.
There's a big echo. Point of information, big echo.
Just turn it, just close it for a minute. Just close it for a minute. Sorry. Okay. Sorry, I didn't know that would happen.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
We can hear you.
One of the people that spoke said that the new bylaws will affect some, in some way change. Well, the new bylaws in the worst ways do not change anything. It keeps the worst of the old bylaws. One of the things that's bad is that the same very powerful, somewhat entrenched few people that are on the staff will have even more power under this. Now, a co-op is a good idea, but in a media network like this, there's self-interest in having a few paid staff members control so much. There does need to be some listener component. Sherry Gendelman and others who said that just now that the same 20 people, same 20 years, the same people have been in charge. It's mostly been people that she supported. And they've prevented robust elections on the air. So they decry this, they talk about dysfunction, but they've mostly created the dysfunction. Sonali Kolhatkar, you guys have talked about how she shouldn't have been taken off the air. You know, she's allied with a conservative entity now from reports that I've been reading. Last month, we heard you guys defend, some of you people on the board defend having neoliberal points of view on Pacifica. We need more anti-imperialist points of view. You want money. A lot of people want a leftist point of view, and that's an anti-war point of view. A peace point of view is something Pacifica should be doing. It should not be aligning with more warmongering points of view. Now, it's really difficult because some of the same union bureaucrats that helped to crush the Oakland strike, general strike, the same people kind of allied with that now call themselves unionists. But they have a lot of money allied with the Central Democratic Party, who are also quite happy with war. And there comes money in sources from big and small to keep the thing from being somewhat leftist. And it's always been that way. Okay, there's always been leftist stuff, but never enough.
Thank you. It's time.
Really leftist state.
Next person.
So the new day law.
Thank you. Time is up. And I just a point of reference, it sounds like there's an attack on a lot of different people. We try not to attack people in our, that's one of our things that we asked for. And my union, Communications Workers of America, was the first union to come out against the war in Iraq and for Bernie for president. So, and I don't know what you're talking, but people are, I usually don't do this, but point of information, I don't remember anybody supporting liberal politics here or anti-left. So, go for the next person, please, who is not a director.
The next person is a phone caller, area code 305-775. You're on.
Yeah, William Hairwagon from New York. Thank you. And I'd just like to say that public comment means anybody, a listener, a member, a stranger, not just a member, as was specified in the public comment introduction. And the going concern alert in the audits, that's really, it's nothing new. It's not to be blamed on current people. That's been in, to my memory, and somebody could count them, I guess, if they have all the audits in front of them, been in most of the audits for the last 10 or 15 years, going concern alerts. And then on the new bylaws, it's just laughable to people to talk about it as democratic when we've got four people at the top that come in automatically, no election, and then they're breaking up the paid and unpaid staff to get fewer members, virtually doing away with LSBs, and that there's no power in the LSB. And that's it. Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you. And could you call the next person, Jose?
Yeah, the next person is Beth Keane.
Hi, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. Okay. Thanks, everybody, for speaking. Again, my name is Beth Keane, and I am strongly in favor of the New Day changes. Up until a year ago, I haven't been involved in Pacifica stuff at all, but I proudly say I'm one of the thousands and thousands of long-term listeners of KPFA, and we love our station, and I'm just so impressed with Quincy and Kevin's reports today and all the sort of cutting edge stuff that they're doing with the station. Anyway, so I just want to address one issue. I think that one of the main problems with the current national board is that it's not elected by the listeners. Okay, I want to repeat that. The current national board is not elected by the listeners. Okay, what it's elected by is the local station board. So as a result, it's more of like an electoral college situation where for president, we don't elect the president, we elect our electors. And in Pacifica, it has that type of, frankly, reactionary way to elect the top people in Pacifica. And so why would we have an electoral college situation? Why shouldn't the members, why shouldn't we be directly electing our national board and our national officers? Right now, there's like three steps of elections between the listener and the top people. No wonder listeners don't know who the national officers are. No wonder listeners don't know who the national board are, because we don't elect them. Somebody else does. This is thoroughly undemocratic. And as a result, there is no accountability on the national board, because the people that elect them are not the listeners and the staff. They are the local station board and their little factions on the station board. This is a major, major problem. It's led to huge problems in our governance. And without changing that, this is going to be same old, all the way down the line. Secondly, and that's about accountability. You should be accountable to the listeners, because we're the ones who are funding you. We are funding all of your legal antics on the board and whatnot. And we want our money used to have progressive radio nationally, not just the KPFA, okay, all over the country. Time. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. And Jose, would you call in the next person who's not a board member? And I want to note that Anthony had trouble getting on, so I did let Jose know that Anthony Fest wants to be on the list.
Okay. Thank you. The next is Carlos Cohen.
I already talked. I'm happy. I just want to add 30 more seconds, but if somebody hasn't, I'd rather let them talk and then I'll come back.
Okay. Thank you.
Is that possible?
Did he use his time fully? Sherry, do you know?
Yeah. So I think it's better to let other people go.
We'll let other people speak then. Thank you very much.
Okay. There's, Signe's iPad.
Thank you. Go ahead,
Sig. Yes, as a listener since 1957. I can't really follow all the back and forth, and the issue of practicing nonviolent communication is something really people should look at. You're responding to insults and using time with insults. And I guess my basic question for New Day Pacifica is, to everyone, I don't understand how your changing the bylaws relates to the financial situation. I don't hear from people who want to change the bylaws how you're going to get the money to put us on financial stability. So if somebody could tell me that, I'm not prepared to vote until I can get some understanding of that. Thank you.
Okay, next is Ann Garrison. Ann Garrison. Okay. Unless Ann Garrison speaks up, the next person is Mara Rivera.
I just had to find the unmute button. I'm sorry. Can I still speak?
Yes, please, Anne.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'd like to read something that is on the New Day Pacifica website. And today, right now, I'm reading this off the website right now, and it says, Pacifica has no money to pay a $3.2 million loan payment due April 2021. We could lose Pacifica's last three buildings as a result. Now, that's not accurate. The loan was extended with certain conditions that make it likely that a good part of the principal will begin to be paid down. I believe that a percentage of bequests have to be paid down towards the principal during the next year and a half during which the loan has been extended. So this is inaccurate information. This loan is no longer due in April 2021. And I don't know why New Day Pacifica has left this inaccurate information here. But I do believe that New Day Pacifica is responsible for giving voters accurate information, and they're not doing that for whatever reason. And I think that alone should be enough to make people vote no on the bylaws referendum. Thank you.
Thank you. Next person, could you call next person, Jose?
Yep, it is Mara Rivera.
Okay, so I want to say to, I want to advocate a no on the New Day bylaws, and because they are undemocratic. Beth Keen is claiming that direct voting on at-large directors would be more democratic, but as a San Francisco resident, I can tell you that once we started to get once we started to get district elections rather than the at-large elections of our board of supervisors, we came up with a much more progressive board. And it's because you have a better chance of knowing the local people than you do people who are merely at large. And I just want to briefly mention some of the undemocratic features of the New Day bylaws. Let's see. It would centralize Pacifica governance structure and remove any oversight functions from local station boards. Would introduce a winner-takes-all voter method, thus leaving no room for minority voices as our current proportional representation system does. Reps from each of the stations of the Pacifica National Board would be a minority, 5 out of 15 on the board. It favors paid staff over unpaid staff who provide most of our programming, while simultaneously reducing the percentage of overall staff representation. There is no room for minority representation, even if the minority gets 49% of the vote. It's the same story for representatives in the station director elections, staff rep elections, and so on. The Save KPFA New Day forces have used this as a way of saying...
Okay, thank you.
I quit.
Could you call on the next person, please, Jose?
Yeah, the next person is Rachel Barr.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. I just want to make sure. Good afternoon. I wanted to ask a question, and I know that, I don't know, when BAI has its LSB public comment, the people are not supposedly allowed to answer questions, but maybe if you can't answer in public comment legally, you can put it in the chat. I want to know if your station has a program council that consists of the program manager, program director, and producers and listener subscribers. That's the question. I also wanted to say that when your station votes on New Day, I strongly urge the listeners and the producers to vote no for two reasons. The first reason is that someone said previously on public comment that LSB members are not elected in a democratic way. That is not true. We do ranked voting. At least we do that in BAI. And second of all, if New Day wins, then it won't be democratic at all. But perhaps more seriously, if it wins, none of the programming will be relating to any community events or thoughts or anything related to community. And that is a deep concern to me. I used to work at BAI for 10 years. I was a producer for 4 shows, and I was a paid person as well. And that is a very, very deep concern to me in light of the world and in light of Biden's supporting Israel yesterday. So if you could answer the question, though, in chat, because I don't know if you're allowed to listen, answer the questions in public comment about whether you have a program counts or not, that would be greatly appreciated. And vote no. Everyone vote no. I'm done. Bye. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Next is Anthony Fest.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about radio. You know, a great opportunity was squandered when those 8 hours of that Sonali Kolhatkar occupied came open. Those hours should have been used to improve the diversity of KPFA programming. No. There were many, many possibilities to add to diversity by way of those 8 hours. For example, there's the COVID Race and Democracy program that's produced by KPFA and KPFK staff. There's KPFK's Native American program. It could have supplemented our local Native program. KPFK's Mideast program could have supplemented our own local Mideast show. KPFK has an LGBT show, which is completely lacking on KPFA. Until we create our own, we ought to rebroadcast KPFK's. Also, Code Pink has a radio show. Antiwar.com has a radio show. Or if management would only air the same shows that are on 4 or 5 days a week, you could have aired Margaret Prescott's show, which is called Sojourner Truth. You could have put on Tom Hartman. Any of those would have brought new voices to the KPFA airwaves. And the answer was none of the above. Instead of any of those, we're getting 8 hours of reruns and not a single new voice. Management didn't even have the boldness nor the spirit of innovation to try something new at 5 a.m. or 3 p.m. Not even try something new, not even try Margaret Prescott. They just plugged in the same shows that are already on the air. It's really a dreadful failure. As to New Day, if you like centralization and you like directors choosing other directors, yeah, by all means, vote for New Day. Otherwise, vote no. Thank you.
Thank you. And I will stop there because we have a hard stop. A time certain for our presentation and debate about the our presentation about the bylaws. So I want to thank you all for public comment. I appreciate people taking the time to show up and to say their truth and their statement and what they believe. So with that, we'll move on to the next part of the agenda, which is time certain for the presentation of the facts about the LSB from the LSB members. This is delegates of the LSB that will be presenting this information. We will begin with presentations from two LSB members, one for and one against the New Day Pacifica bylaws and the current Pacifica bylaws. The 2019 Pacifica audit states that the foundation has suffered recurring losses from operations and has a net deficit that raises substantial doubt about its ability to continue as a going concern. With the current Pacifica bylaws, each of the 5 stations' local station boards elect 1 staff and 3 listener directors to the national board. Plus, there are 2 additional directors chosen by the Pacifica National Board from the 200 or so affiliate stations. These 22 PNB directors have a 1-year term. With the New Day Pacifica bylaws, there are 15 national board directors with a 3-year term. Think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One director is selected directly from the affiliate association. Two staff directors are directly elected, one by the paid and one by the unpaid staff. Three at-large directors are appointed for their broadcasting management expertise. Four officers are immediately confirmed through the referendum and elected by the entire membership in the future. And the five stations each elect one director. The local station boards elect them as a first transition, and in the future, the listener members directly elect them. Presenters will now have an opportunity to talk about which of these structures best supports the financial and legal functioning of the network and the democratic representation of the members. Thank you. And Carol Wolfley, would you please start the debate off, or the presentation, as it were?
Yeah, just as a point of procedure, Christina, we had invited members of the governance committee. I'm Carol Wolfley, secretary of the local station board, and a member of the governance committee. And I had invited one of the other governance committee members to join us, Daniel Borgstrom or Tom Voorhees, to join us today to speak. I will be speaking in favor of the bylaws, and to have someone to speak against the bylaws. They have not responded beyond saying that they would get someone. This is a delegate assembly, so I wanted to ask if there is another local station board delegate, KPFA local station board delegate, who will be speaking against the New Day bylaws. You know,
this is James McFadden. I'll speak against.
Very good. Thank you, James. So, Jose, would you be willing to toss a coin? And James, you could pick heads or tails if you would like, and we will see who goes first.
No.
James, did you want to pick heads or tails?
Well, is heads win and I get to choose, or heads, you know, I go first?
Either way.
Let's say heads wins.
Heads. I'll be heads. If it heads up heads, I'll go first. If it's tails, you can go first.
Okay.
Okay. And it is heads.
Okay. So James, go ahead. James will have 4 minutes to speak. Is that, and then I will speak for 4 minutes, and then James will have a 1 minute rebuttal, and I then a 1 minute closing, and I will have a 1 minute closing.
Thank you.
Okay. Sharon, is that okay for timing? And can you give us a 10 second warning, just like time at 10 seconds?
Tell me again, 4 minutes to start. Is that what it is?
4 and 4 and 1 and 1 and 10 second warnings.
I'll hold my phone up when it's 10 seconds. Or James, can you?
Sharon, I can't see that. So for me, okay. Please say it.
I'll say it.
Okay. Yeah, just raise your hand for me.
Thank you, James. Okay. Go ahead, James.
The proposed bylaws change is another attempt by a small minority faction of the current and ex-delegates to gain control of Pacifica. The sky is falling narrative about finance should be familiar to members, since it was used last year to promote a similar bylaws takeover. Their purpose is to install their handpicked members at the control levers of Pacifica's national board, in an effort that was defeated by our astute listeners 2-1 last year. As of this meeting, all other Pacifica LSBs have failed to pass motions supporting this bylaws change, most of them overwhelmingly rejecting the change. In a vote by the national board, a bylaws motion was overwhelmingly defeated, with all 4 members of the KPFA delegation voting against the bylaws. And the saddest part is that this bylaws election is a detour from the real mission of Pacifica, which should be focused on informing the public in this time of pandemic, of white supremacy, of endless wars and climate change. We should be focusing on giving voice to anti-racist, anti-war, and climate critical news and commentary. Instead, we are once again distracted from our real mission by a tired financial narrative at a time when Pacifica is actually getting its house in order, including slowly paying down its debt and getting up to date on audits. Let me remind our listeners of Pacifica's mission. From the current bylaws, we read that the purpose of the foundation is to provide outlets for creative skills and energies of the community to engage in any activity that should contribute to a lasting understanding between nations, to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms, and to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium. I remind our listeners that Pacifica was, from its inception, created as an alternative to corporate news and government propaganda to be an anti-war voice committed to peace and social justice, as stated in the current bylaws. The current bylaws were hammered out over several years to prevent rogue factions from taking control of Pacifica, as was attempted in the 90s. The current bylaws were designed to create community radio where member listeners at each station would have a voice through their local station boards. This democratic federation structure for Pacifica was adopted to prevent any one faction or group from wresting control of the network. The proposed bylaws will eliminate this protection for local control and replace it with a national board that can be dominated by a small faction not answerable to local needs. These bylaws amendments are proposing a return to a centralized self-selecting board structure with no room for local oversight. Worse, the national board will only have two staff representatives, possibly from the same station, meaning that staff representation might be limited to a single station. Worse yet, the initial unelected national board consists entirely of a single New Day minority faction that would have complete control of the network for 3 years, allowing consolidation of programming and management that could lock in their control indefinitely and even allow them to sell off assets, including stations. I remind the listeners that New Day faction has not offered any real solutions to the exaggerated financial problems rooted in decisions decades ago when an onerous antenna contract was signed after 9/11. Instead, New Day has described the PNB as being unprofessional, dysfunctional for the last 15 years, a PNB that they were very much part of. Instead of offering solutions, they say, trust us so that we are left to examine their track record. Their faction's choice for a new ED in 2019 promptly shut down WBI in New York just as it started a fund drive without informing the PNB. WBAI is the most radical of the Pacifica stations and has been a target of their faction for a decade. That ED was fired, but not before KPFA lost $80,000 in retainer fees to his lawyers in attempted lawsuits. Several lawsuits, last sentence, several lawsuits by this faction have now been read into the bylaws. They are not to be trusted. Vote no on the bylaws amendment.
Sharon, will you start my time, please? The New Day Pacifica bylaws proposal will bring accountability to the national board with 12 directors directly elected by the members, not by a local station board, the listeners, the paid and unpaid staff, and the affiliates. These 12 directors will appoint three large at-large directors with targeted expertise. Under the current bylaws, Pacifica has lost its property tax exemption. Their charitable trust status was suspended. They are charged with NLRB labor violations. They have failed to properly fund pensions and were investigated by the Department of Labor, have lost CPB grants, and have incurred millions of dollars of debts due to poor contracts. This poor management disaster is a result of Pacifica's compromised governance structure. Each of Pacifica's five stations have four directors on the national board, plus the two affiliate directors who are right now chosen by the board. KPFA contributes more financially than other stations to the network. In contrast, WBI has burdened Pacifica with millions of dollars of debt and operates at a loss. National board directors disguise this parasitic relationship by calling Pacifica a family. And the new board's accounting, the board's new accounting gloms together all income and debt as Pacifica's, regardless of station performance. The majority of the national board PNB directors are from stations with low listener ownership and or revenue, the chairs of the PNB and the National Finance Committee and the General Counsel are all from WBAI. A controlling core of PNB directors have been kept in power for years by local station board factions who elect them through crony democracy. New Day Pacifica's goal will make New Day Pacifica bylaws will make station boards active and functional with a positive focus on outreach, community engagement with diverse communities, membership building, and fundraising. This is so important, and they will have a fundraising coordinator and a membership outreach coordinator. New Day Pacifica's goal is for all the stations to become financially self-sustaining and produce engaging programming with high standards for investigative journalism. KPFA has proved through its four intensive internship and training programs that they can have innovative news and progressive news from many producers. And they base their, KPFA bases their decision making not on a small group of programming, committee members, but on the Nielsen reports, on, KPFA, stats of who's listening when to what, and on our progressive political goals. And I want to say I'm glad that Upfront is going to be on in the afternoons, because that's, Anti-Police Terror Project, representation, and many other important Bay Area information. I wish people would have a chance to read Quincy McCoy's report this morning. The National Board has stripped KPFK news staff, and their Pacific Strategic Committee planning is exploring commercial underwriting. It seems insane to allow National Board domination by directors from poorly performing stations to go on and on. We need to break the cycle. Sharon, did you say? Let's stop the fighting and reorganize with direct member democracy. And in answer to Signe's very important question, the way that the finances will change is by using what KPFA is doing and expanding on it as it continues to grow to build a strong bond between effective management teams and training programs with engaged community support and membership building. That's the path to success. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Carol. And now the 1 minute rebuttal on each slide. So, that would be first James McFadden.
Can you hear me? Okay. Those of us arguing against the bylaws are not denying that Pacifica has financial problems, only that a bylaws change does nothing to solve those problems. We think the current management is dealing with those issues by completing audits on time, slowly paying down the loan that resulted from an onerous antenna contract, clearing up costly financial problems that resulted from non-payment of property taxes at KPFA, applying for and receiving forgivable pandemic stimulus loans from the government, and cost-cutting at stations. However, it is the case that revenues are down due to changes in mass media and the pandemic. These are serious revenue problems that require us to draw in new listener members by finding ways to connect with youth who are focused on a bleak future of war, racism, and climate change. The changes needed to attract that audience won't come from a bylaws change that creates a top-down management attempting to mimic the bland messaging of corporate radio. It will come from a commitment to community radio as embraced by the current bylaws.
Sorry, are you through, James?
I am. I would just say vote no on the bylaws.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to be sure that you had your time. Carol, 1 minute rebuttal.
Thank you. There's been a lot of misinformation circulated about what happened at WBAI in October of 2019. The effort at WBAI was to improve programming there and to stop irregular and inappropriate business practices. That effort was thwarted. It was to change and improve programming. There has been no effort to shut down WBAI, and this is used. Smaller boards directly elected by the members plus three people with expertise is more democratic. The New Days bylaws are not pro-corporate. In contrast, outspoken leaders opposing the new bylaws advocate changes that would negatively impact KPFA's union and staffing. One advocated putting commercial football on KPFK. They promote questionable health infomercials and premiums from producer-involved companies. There is an underwriting plan through the Strategic Planning Committee and a Pacifica's loan agreement. KPFA, LSB supporters of the new bylaws are opposed to underwriting, and we hope that you will work with us to help rebuild Pacifica and support and protect KPFA. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. And now we can start taking questions, I guess. That would be the next part from our delegates. It's time for the delegates to ask questions, and I see Susan Da Silva's hand is up. So first would be Susan.
Okay. I want to correct what James said as far as new bylaws being voted down at all the LSBs. I heard that KPFK passed it, and I just think it's just such bad politicking to take a group that you disagree with and then associate them with other groups. Everyone says that, you know, there's one person who supports the New Day and who had to do with the WBAI thing. And so therefore it's the same group of people. It isn't. And New Day Pacifica has really tried to go in with the idea that there'll be no lawsuits. They asked for and got from Pacifica an agreement to use an arbitrator so that there would be no lawsuits. And nobody in this group has not initiated any lawsuits. So, you know, it's just mudslinging. It's just unfair. It's just unfair. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Frank? Franklin?
Am I to respond to something that, since she accused
yeah,
me
point
of,
yeah, point yeah. of order. Christina, I'm not sure, how we're going to do this. My suggestion would be that, at this point, we just open it up for the local station board and you could put, James and me on the stack to respond to things, as part of the board, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, how do we want to do this? If we don't let them respond in real time or go on to the next question?
Somebody says I said KPFK. If I did, I meant to say KPFT approved.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
So let's just go down the stack and James can join the stack too if he wants.
Okay, we definitely will want you to be able to answer questions for both sides. That's important. So we'll go down the stack first, and then please note the questions, each of you. Is that what we're agreeing here, Carol and everybody?
Okay, well, usually we have questions. If the person has a question, then that goes in their time. So if we're doing 2 minutes per comment, is that right, Sharon? So then we would have the questions be included in the people's time.
Okay.
And they should name who they want to answer the question.
Thank you.
Also, just FYI, I'm about to join this march, so it's going to get loud any second.
Okay, go ahead and ask your question, Franklin, and we'll answer the questions after.
Mine is as a LSB member who kind of squeaked in on my platform of getting community representation on the airwaves, and important to a lot of people I know is the Palestine-Israeli issue. I'm here at a protest now that I would advocate for interruption in normal airtime to broadcast from. And I know a lot of the members that are on the yes side of the board have also advocated for this. on the March for Climate Jobs and Justice, numerous other marches that were on the largest West Coast marches, No War Against Iran, several marches and protests that our listeners are into that should be interrupt normal programming, especially on a Saturday. My voice will be eliminated from the local station board. And although I haven't got to fight for my cause a lot because of all of our other issues on the board, this is an issue that I'm close to, and I don't know if anybody else is going to fight for that. And I feel like eliminating the staff people from the PNB, from the boards nationally or locally is going to hurt us because, I feel it would just hurt us, because that my voice will be lost, and I don't know if someone else will step in and represent that. And, I feel like there's a lot of people on the other side that agree that some of these.
I think we might have lost Frank there.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
We could have a 2-hour broadcast on the station today. And I've advocated for that for years. You all know that. And if there's something I'm doing that it's not appropriate, or not appropriate, that's the wrong term, to the way someone would like it, I would look for help in evolving and not just denial of that. I had been happy with some of the streaming availability.
That's
I've been glad that people have been letting me stream in the recent past. So thank you.
Thank you. Okay. I had a quick comment.
I'm going to go on mute. Sorry, but I would just add I'm going to join this march. If I can't get back in the mix, I'm going to be listening. I'm going to put a no vote for support. I'm going to try to keep listening, but I'm joining the march.
Vote when it's time to vote, Frank. It's a delegate vote. So try to get back in. Thank you. I had a quick comment and a question. My question would be to either of the representatives, especially, I guess, for the bylaws, and it's about BAI. I've been on the board for 4 years, and our local station board has never had a motion to shut down BAI or to sell it. And that is a fear tactic I perceive that's been used a lot. And I personally believe BAI is a very important place in the network. We just want them to be able to be financially robust. And that has not been the case. So this is not an anti-WBAI thing that we've had. So we just want them to be able to operate financially and be self-sustaining. My question is for the four person, which would be, is there anything in the New Day bylaws that would implies or explicitly states that there's an intention to shut down WBAI? And that's my question.
I can take that.
Okay, I think that you're next, Carol. I don't see other hands up. So since it's my question to Carol, I'll let Carol go and then James go. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the idea with BA, there is nothing in the bylaws about shutting down any stations. And what happened with BAI was an attempt to improve programming. What happens with the current bylaws is when you have staff members evaluating a general manager, they can use that as a way to manipulate or to try and force their own programming and to hold the general manager hostage in regards to programming and to keep old entrenched programming on the air for long periods of time. So what we want to do is to open it up. And there, what Frank said was not correct. There will be two staff members on the local station board and Pacifica National board, but there are other positions on those boards that can be filled with staff members. And I think it's great and important to bring staff members on. And I think it's also great to have the community engagement that goes with having a membership and a fundraising director. And I think those kinds of things can help to reach out and build new programming in coordination with people who know what they're doing, who are reading the Nielsen's and the statistics and understand, and also doing the kind of work that is assessing where are the underrepresented groups and where are the peace groups and where are the pro-Palestinian groups and how do we engage with those groups and have them on. I listen in my kitchen every day and hear people from amazing groups on the radio. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. James, you're next.
Okay, I'm just going to respond, Christina, to you. You said that you the criticism of WBAI was just about budgets, you know, that they aren't balancing their budget. And that's what I heard. And that I think that's that is a valid. They need to balance their budgets, and there's processes in place now to make sure that the individual stations balance their budgets, have at least a balanced budget for the future, and that would and if that doesn't happen, the national will come in. But you know, that just being about budgets, we just heard from Carol that it's about programming, you know, that WBAI is not programming the way that KPFA wants. Well, that's WBAI's choice. Their local station board gets to have a say in who their general manager is and what that local programming should be. It's not for California stations to be dictating to New York or to Washington what that programming should be. And I think that's to say that it's only about budgets, it's not. It's and UIR has been criticizing WBA about their programming for a long time, you know. So I think that's just not true. And as far as De Silva's comment before about KPFT voting, the articles, the bylaws actually state in Article 17, Section B, Number 2I, that by a majority of vote of all delegates, you pass the bylaws. And a majority means 13 votes. KPFT only had 11. It wasn't a majority. There was no LSB has passed this. All the others were overwhelmingly against it. So that's just the way it is. You can't distort that message.
Thank you. Donald Goldmacher? Hello, Donald.
Yeah. Are you there? Sorry about that.
Okay.
I just want to make a very simple comment here, which is as follows. If the current bylaws are so democratic and so effective and have so bolstered the name and the prestige of Pacifica, would somebody please explain to me how it is that this network keeps circling down the drain year by year by year, as proven by declining listenership, by declining revenues? And yet those folks on the other side who are saying, oh no, the only way to preserve Pacifica is to maintain these current democratic bylaws that preserve everybody's right to have a say in what is going on. Well, it has already been proven this is not a democratic structure. The membership does not get to vote directly for the people who are running this network into the ground. And so I would say simply to the listeners and to those on the local station board of this station and the other local station boards who have graciously consented to join us at our meeting and keep saying things that are incorrect in the chat, if you think that the current bylaws are doing a great job, you should definitely vote no on the new bylaws. But if you think that the current bylaws are responsible over the last 18 years for the destruction of this network, well, guess what? It's time for a change. And it's time for a structure that allows competent people who actually know how to run a nonprofit organization, who actually know how to run a radio network, and who actually understand finances to be standing members of a national board of directors, just like every other nonprofit corporation in this country. And those are the rules, folks, whether you like them or not. And if you think that you can keep getting away with this, then I've got a message for you.
Okay. Thank you, Donald.